Boys and girls, your attention please.
Ici Radio
Super Bon.
So, you're about to be born. Congratulations. We at Fetus Training Incorporated think it's about time that people started to recognize the fact that birth is not just about mommy and daddy. It's also about the work you do on this great and sometimes scary voyage we call birth. At Fetus Training Incorporated, we believe that you have a right to know what's going to happen as you move from your amniotic sac through mommy's cervix and long canal called the vagina, out the vulva, and into the bright delivery room. At Fetus Training Incorporated, we believe that knowledge is power. There's no time like the present to learn this eternal truth in a language that you can understand. We know that you cannot see or read, so we've made this tape for you to listen to in the days approaching your birth. Float back and relax while we help you prepare for your first big adventure, the transformation from fetus to human being. It's just a cervix and a vagina away.
By now you've probably figured out that you're in a pretty nice place. It's full of water, and you can eat all the time without even using your mouth. While you've been riding around in amniosis, you've been able to float and flip around in all sorts of ways. We call this the cruising and bruising stage, a time to test out the muscular bits of your body and your joints. All that movement is a good thing. Not only is it important to make sure that everything in your body is bending and moving as it should, you're also growing stronger in preparation for the big day. You've also probably noticed that the water levels have been declining lately. Things are feeling a bit tight and cramped. You've probably started to feel a little bit bigger than you were a few months ago. Don't worry, all of these things are natural and normal occurrences which all signal your impending birth. When the time comes for you to be born, even more of that water is going to disappear in one fell swoop. This is how your big day will announce itself. Again, it's okay. You don't really need all that water anymore, and there's enough fluid around to keep you nice and moist. The loss of water and that intense squeezing sensation is the womb's way of saying,
"Off with the protection, kid. It's time to come out."
At this time, if you are not already upside down, maneuver yourself so that your head is resting near that thick, pinkish ring. That's the cervix, and you're going to have to go through it. Try your hardest to get into the upside down position as soon as possible, otherwise Plan B comes into effect. That's when mommy has to have what's called a cesarean section. All you need to know is that Caesar was a bad and ruthless dude, and it's best if mommy and daddy can avoid dealing with him. If they must face him, well, no worries. There are people there to help them through it. In this case, just float back and wait. The world will come to you in a different way. Mom's cervix is a tricky little organ, a treacherous portal between your wombed existence and your life in the outside world. It is normally quite small and looks like a smooth pink nose. When it's time for you to be born, it will open up to a whopping 10 centimeters wide. The bigger it opens, the better for you. Prep yourself for the move through the cervix by holding tight. The walls of your womb are going to start squeezing in with some regularity and insistence. Relax. Keep your arms and legs curled in and try not to extend them. Keep in mind that you will be moving through a relatively small opening. Once through the cervical threshold, you're in the home stretch. The vagina is a long tube that will continue to squeeze and massage you as you lurch along to the vulva. Tuck in your chin and protect your head and tummy. Elongate yourself into a sleek capsule shape. In just a few moments, you will feel a cool, breezy sensation on your wet scalp. This is the first sign of the outside world. Do not fear the cold sensation. The good people there will have some warm things to wrap you in and some tools to help you breathe and eliminate your first excrement. You have shoulders, and only one can enter the world at a time. Put your best side forward and wiggle it. This is your first appearance on the scene, and you want to make a good impression. Do not think too hard about it. You've only got two choices. Thrust one of them toward the cool air through the hairy aperture ahead. Along the way, a hand or tool may grab you. That's okay. They are there to help. You're nearly there. Hold yourself steady, because you're going to feel one last big squeeze. With this squeeze, your days of womb living are over. You have been born. You will feel a slap on your ass, and a scissor will cut that curvy tube that connects you to your mother. Lots of other stuff is going to happen to you now when we direct you to our next training module, From Womb to Medical Establishment, to help you navigate the world of newborn life. This stage of life comes with its own unique knowledge and skill requirements. Welcome to the world. You are now an individual.